Bob Jones High School. I'm Casey.
And I'm Rebecca.
And today, we are going to be doing a fantastic podcast for you because, frankly, we're going to kind of jumble up some Patriot Pages articles into a podcast and make it magical.
So magical.
Yes, so magical. What I mean by that is, if you are a fellow reader of Patriot Pages and you enjoy reading Patriot Page articles, you've probably seen quite a few Patriot Page articles on weird days during multiple months, or you know what I mean. So we decided for the month of April to choose our 10 favorite weird holidays from April, and we asked a random person if they could organize it for us, and then we will go down with their ranks. We did switch a few simply because we wanted it to relate a lot to the high schooler.
Mm-hmm.
So we did kind of make it meld to our opinions as well, so we can kind of connect to it as well. But we definitely think these are very important to discuss. Before we go to our rank system, we probably should acknowledge that this is definitely not what you should follow. If you like a certain random holiday during the month over any of the other ones, then go for it. This is just what we thought would be a great list. Okay, there you go, Rebecca.
Okay.
Have fun.
So, for number 10 on the list, we have Look Up at the Sky Day, where you simply just take a moment during your day to look up at the sky and appreciate its beauty, and that's pretty much it.
Now, to be honest, this day was much more enjoyable sounding than a lot of the days.
I think it's relaxing, pretty much. I mean, I think you can enjoy the sky every day.
Yeah. I feel like it's a holiday that needs to get more attention simply because you need, okay, in this technological world, not enough people enjoy the outdoors.
I think, like, you can go on a walk or go on a hike and just look at the view of the clouds, you know?
Because clouds are really nice. Sometimes I just look up at the sky and there's no clouds in sight, just blue. But that's relaxing enough, especially if you're a senior, by the way. If you're a senior, or you're just one of those people who are just ready for school to be done, just lay on the ground for, like, a minute and take a nap. Well, not really. And just look up at the sky, and it's so relaxing, and it makes you want to be at home even more.
So, that takes us to number 9, which is National Honesty Day. But in my opinion, we should be honest every day.
Yes, please, high schoolers. I know there's quite a few of you who like lying. I know there's some of you out there. Please don't hide.
Fun fact, there is National Lie Day in April, but that's not on our top 10 list.
Yes, we are not putting that on our list. A lot of you probably are complaining about that, but who cares? That is not a good day, and I am not lying.
No.
Honesty Day is a very good day, because that just means if any of your friends are keeping dark secrets from you, you can question them, and they have to be honest to you.
You know, if you stole your friend's cookie at lunch, and
that's not a good day for you to steal their cookie.
Maybe on National Lie Day, you stole their cookie at lunch, and you told them you didn't know what happened to it, and then on National Honesty Day, you tell them that you ate that cookie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, this is the day for only honest people.
Yeah.
But to be fair, none of us are honest people. So we're all going to have quite a few problems. Moving on.
Moving on to number 8. This one, I think, is my personal favorite, and I think it should be ranked a little higher. It's Blah 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 Day.
Blah 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 Day. Yes, that is a holiday. Do you want to elaborate on that? Rebecca.
Sure. So, Blah 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 Day is basically the day where you stop procrastinating and you get all the stuff done that you've been slacking on, like doing your homework or cleaning your room, you know, your mom telling you to do something that you haven't been doing for the past couple of weeks.
Just to let a lot of you know who are like, wow, there's a day that will magically make me feel like I can get stuff done. I'm sorry, that day, like, passed a couple days ago.
Yeah, it passed. But you can be productive still.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to procrastinate because it's not blah, blah, blah day.
To be honest, though, we're teenagers.
Yeah.
And we're getting close to the end of the year. It's gonna be rough, but we believe in you.
But, you know, just make every day a blah day.
Yeah, that's the best day. Blah, blah, blah day. It sounds like it shouldn't be a non-procrastination day, too.
It sounds like, okay, when I first heard it, I thought it was a be lazy day, but it's actually the opposite of that. So I didn't know if they purposefully did that.
Yes.
Yeah.
They definitely did.
Yeah. So I guess we can move on to number 7.
Mm-hmm.
And that is National Dandelion Day.
Okay, to be fair, I just asked if we could put this in the list because it sounds really pure.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's quite adorable.
I do like looking at dandelions.
Yeah, okay. Like, sure, they may be a weed, but they are a gorgeous weed. And they, yeah.
Don't hate on dandelions.
Yeah, just don't hate on dandelions, okay? They deserve to be on this list, okay?
They need some appreciation.
Yeah. People need to stop, like, stepping on them. And, like, they don't get enough credit. They don't have an opinion in this world. So we need to talk about dandelions more.
We should. Yes. And other plants, too.
Yeah, plants are important to this world. This is another reason we added this. Because it teaches you about plants.
Plant appreciation. There is a plant appreciation day this month, too, by the way.
Yeah, if you were wanting to know about some other cool holidays.
So, go appreciate your succulents, all you hipsters. Okay, so, number 6.
Yep.
That one is also an amazing holiday that was picked out.
I hope it was.
It's World Penguin Day.
Hallelujah!
who doesn't love penguins?
Okay, I will say I am partially biased because my favorite animal is a penguin, but penguins are very good for the environment. Don't ask me why. I just think they're important to the environment, if you disagree, well, I'm sorry, they just are.
And, you know, well, they have to be if they have a whole day dedicated to them.
Yeah, and there's also a movie that recently came out Earth Day that's about penguins.
Yeah.
So you should go check that out and enjoy penguins. Appreciate them. They do a lot for this earth.
So that brings us to number 5, which is Pet Owners Independence Day.
The best day.
I'm pretty biased about this one because we have dogs at home.
I will say this is probably one of the holidays that most of us probably know somewhat about because I always go on Instagram or Snapchat or something and I see someone posting about their pet. It's pretty nice.
But I think it's good to have a day where you get to fully appreciate your pet.
But to be fair, there's probably a day for it every single month.
Yeah, just every day.
It's just important. Like, appreciate your pet every single day.
Yeah.
If you don't, that's kind of concerning because...
Yeah.
Please appreciate your pets. They do a lot for you. That leads us back to Stress Awareness Day. They're good for stress.
That's actually funny that you say that because number 4 on the list is National Stress Awareness Day.
This is the most important day.
In my opinion, I think it should have been ranked higher.
Even though it's number 4.
Yeah. I thought it could have been top 3. But, you know, because we're in high school.
It's gonna get even worse as we continue, to be fair.
But I think this one was important to be on our top 10 list.
Sure, it's not what I would consider a weird holiday.
No.
It's not really what I would consider a weird holiday, but it was one of the holidays on the list. And we were like, okay, not that many people know about it, but it's so important that people have this kind of day to just be aware that people are really stressed out in this world, especially now. Like, it's such a stressful time.
And it's important to take mental health days, too.
Mm-hmm. It's just the entire world should take a mental health day that day.
Yeah.
That sounds fantastic.
Yeah, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Take a mental health day, look up at the sky.
Sounds appreciate fantastic. The sky.
So, which number? Number three.
Yeah.
We have National Siblings Day.
The worst day. No, I'm joking.
This was one of Casey's favorite days,
well, I thought. It's the one I definitely celebrated this month. Like, the one I for sure knew about and for sure did some celebrating. Like, I did an appreciation post of my brother. So, you know... Because I need to appreciate him.
Yeah.
I don't think he appreciated that much. But I appreciate my sibling, and I feel like multiple people should celebrate and appreciate their siblings, even if they're not, like, the nicest sometimes.
Yeah.
Like, siblings, like, you can't get enough of them. Well, you can, but...
Yeah, it's important.
Yeah, it's important to enjoy your siblings.
Mm-hmm. No matter how much they get on your nerves...
Which is literally all the time. That comes to number two.
Number two, my favorite, and it deserves to have this rank. It's National High Five Day.
Woo, high five. Currently, while we are recording this, it is currently national?
It's national.
National, yeah. High Five Day.
Yeah.
This, I'm very glad, went super high up because... It might seem like a weird holiday, and I mean, this is a podcast about weird holidays, but
it's... I think it's a great holiday.
Yeah.
Because, you know, high-fiving people...
Yeah, just high-five random people. It will make their day much better.
I think high-fiving improves people's mood. I don't know if that's, like, scientifically correct, but I like getting high-fives from people.
Except me.
I just high-fived you. I'll high-five you again.
Yay! And now, finally, number one.
It's Grilled Cheese Sandwich Day.
Were you guys expecting this? Okay, let's be real here. Okay, we couldn't have just, like, this fancy holiday that is super inspirational. We had to have Grilled Cheese Day up there, okay?
I mean, raise your hand... If you like sandwiches.
We can't see you, but you know, raise your hand.
Anyway. You should be raising your hand.
Yes.
I should be hearing you raise your hand.
Especially you lactose intolerant people.
Yeah, I mean, I know I'm raising my hand right now and giving a high five because it's grilled cheese sandwich day is number one on this list.
Yep.
But yeah, I mean, who doesn't like sandwiches?
Of course, there's those people out there who don't like grilled cheeses, but there's a lot of people out there who will enjoy a pretty good grilled cheese, okay? It's just bread, butter, and cheese. Okay. How else can you enjoy a lovely afternoon?
I mean, I think everyone just can agree that probably food is the obvious choice for being the top.
I mean, it would be fantastic if we just had a make grilled cheese Patriot path. Next year, you guys should do that.
You should do that.
Yeah, that would be fantastic. Now, of course, there were multiple other amazing and beautiful and really weird holidays out there.
Yes.
And of course, those ones are good as well. We just picked out what we thought you guys would relate to the most and what we really, really enjoyed. And hopefully this educates you for next year, or if one of these holidays are coming up in April,
mm-hmm.
Go ahead and celebrate it. It's so nice having all these random holidays, because it kind of make your days more exciting, you know?
Yeah, and you can, you know, look up random holidays for next month, you know? We gotta figure out what our random holidays for May are gonna be.
So yeah, well, I guess Rebecca and I should go and high-five some more people and make some grilled cheese and maybe look at the sky.
You know, hang out with our pets.
Yeah, you know, just maybe not hang out with our siblings. But we probably should celebrate some of these holidays. So hopefully we will see some of you celebrating these holidays. And that leads us to saying adios, amigos. Okay, one, two, three. Bye.